James Moore, solicitor for Truro City's administrators. At 5 o'clock, we were told by the football conference they were hopeful that a bond would be with them and that they expected the game with Truro between Truro and Dover to go ahead on Saturday. At 6 o'clock, it became clear that that wasn't the case at all. Just talk us through the late afternoon, early evening's developments.
I think it's slightly maybe misleading to think that anything changed significantly between 5 and 6 this evening. The position's been very much the same over the last 2 weeks since we had the initial meeting with the conference, and they set the deadline of 5 o'clock today. Throughout, it's always been a tall ask to ask for anybody to put down a £50,000 cash bond. Our position as administrators has been that the better approach would be to have some sort of guarantee that would cover the costs that have been incurred by travelling clubs to date, and to have some sort of drip feeding mechanism that guaranteed clubs as and when they travel to Truro Road. Otherwise, we're asking a buyer to come in, deposit £50,000 on top of the purchase price consideration, with no guarantee that they'd be allowed to complete a sale, because for all a buyer would know is that the conference could set new criteria in a couple of weeks' time, in which case that money would be lost. So it's always been a tall order. But to suggest that anything changed between 5 and 6, well, that wasn't the case, because it's always been the case that we haven't been able to, or a buyer hasn't been able to put up a £50,000 bond. But we came up with a number of different proposals for the conference, including guarantees that would have covered the amount of the bond, but the football conference weren't willing to compromise or move from the demand for a £50,000 cash bond.
We'll come back to that issue in a moment, but I just want to read you the quote we got from the football conference, which is that we are waiting on confirmation from our bankers that the club have deposited the bond through their administrators. So from your point of view, that statement, that was never realistic. When the conference said that, that was never a realistic possibility.
No, and we've never said that a £50,000 bond was going to be paid. Since the meeting when this request was made, there's never been any indications that that would happened. Just by the nature of these things, a lot has happened over the last 24 hours, but at no point has it been suggested that a full cash bond would be paid. We've made proposals whereby the bond could have been guaranteed, so that the actual cash wouldn't have to be put up front, and that certain conditions would have to be met for that those guarantees to be drawn upon, but there was never any indication that cash would be deposited with the conference.
So judging by what you're saying there, that statement from the football conference at 5 o'clock was wrong, or perhaps misleading, maybe a more kind way of putting it. I want to touch on as well, you know, you've gone back to them with proposals and things like that. 5 o'clock, was that ever a flexible deadline? Was that ever movable?
Initially, it was stated that it wasn't, but it did move until 6 o'clock this evening. We, just by the sheer speed that things have moved today, we were hoping that even if there would have been a movement till tomorrow morning, that that would have assisted. But our general position was that we could have, at the very, very least, covered the costs of Dover's travels on Saturday. And our position is that the administrator's got a job to do. That is trade the club for as long as possible in order to achieve a sale. The players have a job to do in terms of playing the games and fulfilling the fixtures. Both of those parties were willing and able to do those roles, and it's only the conference that have set this deadline to prevent us. And we are frustrated, because our view is that the football conference have frustrated the purpose of the administration.
You mentioned before that you had bids, and clearly you still had some fire irons in the fire today. If this bond hadn't been in place, do you think you could have got a deal done?
Yes. I can't guarantee that because of the nature of any sales process, but we had extremely interested parties who, in the right circumstances, were willing and able to buy this club. So there were certainly circumstances in which this club have been sold, and that's where we're saying we're extremely upset as the administration team that we've been prevented from fulfilling our role effectively. In any other industry, if we were selling any business that had gone into administration, there would not be somebody stopping you from making a sale. In this circumstances, we feel as if we have been.
I want to talk to you as well about something that we've been trying to stand up on BBC Cornwall today, and that is the involvement or lack of involvement of Cornwall Council. Now, I should point out at this point that Cornwall Council have said that though you formally made a request to them for some form of assistance, they didn't formally agree to anything. We should point that out there. They've been quite clear about that. But you've also been quite clear in saying there was some form of agreement with Cornwall Council. Can you shed any light on that?
I think at this stage there's not a lot of point in going into the details of that. Our understanding with the council was that in principle a guarantee was agreed. We have been in contact with the council, have sent over our terms and our request to the council during the course of today. As things rapidly moved on, and it became apparent that the conference wouldn't be willing to accept simply a £10,000 guarantee, then the formalities of actually formalising that guarantee were put to one side. So that the guarantee wasn't put into a formal procedure, but had the conference agreed that the £10,000 guarantee would have been sufficient, then my understanding with the council was that we could have then formalised that and that would have been put in place. It's just that because of the speed that things happened throughout the course of today and yesterday and the conference rejecting that proposal, we effectively put it to the conference as, look, if you would accept this, we'll go back to the council, but the conference weren't prepared to accept it.
And we should point out again that the Cornwall Council, have said that though they were formally approached, nothing was formally agreed. It's important we do state that. I want to come back now to Saturday's game, which the Football Conference say, as a result of the inability to provide the bond by 5 p.m. this evening, that game has been postponed. Is when the Conference postpone a game, is that the same as not fulfilling the fixture? Do Truro City automatically drop out of the Conference South now as a result of that?
No, not automatically. We are in the process of considering all other options. One further proposal that we're looking to make to the conference is, if you're going to postpone Saturday's fixture, postpone it, but don't class that as a non-fulfilment of the fixture, because we as an administration are still of the view that a sale is still possible. Now, if they were to expel us from membership, then that would mean that a sale wouldn't be possible. So we haven't been formally notified of an expulsion, and we are hoping that the conference will show some willingness to assist on this matter, because to date we feel that some of that willingness has been lacking, and at the very least we'd hope that they'd just postpone a game and not expel the club at this stage whilst the sale is still possible.
So a sale is, I'm just trying to clarify this for the fans who are listening, though the conference have postponed this game, though no bond has been provided, what you seem to be saying there is that even now at this late stage, if a buyer were to come in and you were to be able to agree a sale with the right conditions from the conference there, Truro City could A, still be playing football in the conference south, and B, still exist as a company?
In theory. I don't want to mislead anybody, because the chances of that happening are slim at this moment. But if we, as the administration, have not been notified that we've been expelled from membership of the conference, the Truro have been expelled. So as long as that position remains, there is a possibility for any buyer to come in and put the bond down. The conference have been resolute in that they won't move from that. We've gone through the fact that we are upset that they haven't accepted any of our other proposals, but they are resolute that they still want this £50,000 cash bond. But as long as they haven't actually expelled us from membership, there's still an opportunity for that bond to be paid.
And I just want to clarify the final part of this statement from the conference. The board will now consider Truro City FC's continued participation as a member of the football conference, to your point there. Some tweets from players this evening. Looks like Truro has been saved for another day initially, but now it looks like a lot of the players seem to be saying goodbye on Twitter. Certainly that seems to be the emotion from a lot of the squad, and they are meeting, I understand, tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Will you have a representative at that meeting? I know obviously you've been in London today, but how will you be keeping across that meeting?
I think we may. I haven't had a chance to speak with the administrator it's early this evening when I last spoke to her. But we will be speaking tonight to sort of consider what we are going to say with the players, because until we are formally expelled as a member of the conference. Obviously, we want everybody to stay on board, but at the same time, we don't want to mislead anybody. In that, at the moment, it's not looking particularly bright for the club.